Next patient is Johanna Garbunov. Johanna is J-O-H-A-N-N-A. J is in George. I'm sorry, J is in John. J-O-H-A-N-N-A. Garbunov is G-A-R-B-O-U-N-O-F-F. G is in George. A-R-B is in boy. O-U. N-O-F-F, and it's Nancy Garbunov, Joanna. Please make a copy of this for Amy McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, Amy, A-M-Y. That's N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Joanna Garbunov for evaluation. Next, chief complaint, history of asthma and allergies. Next paragraph is for Dennis. This is a 26-year-old, very obese female who has had a long-standing history of asthma and multiple allergies, has nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, and sinus drainage. The patient also has wheezing and uses albuterol inhaler as needed and has been on montelukast 10 milligrams daily. She also has a nebulizer at home, which she uses with the albuterol solution. The patient has tried to lose weight. She has had a sleep study in the past, but we don't have the results here as yet. She denies any leg swelling, calf muscle pains, or back pains. She coughs and brings up thick mucus. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tonsillectomy remotely, history of left ovarian tumor resection in 2016. And she has no history of hypertension. Next, habits the patient smoked half pack per day for 13 years and quit. Alcohol is none at the present time. She works works as a welder. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother in good health. No asthma. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has sinus drainage, nasal allergies, and wheezing, and coughing spells. She has shortness of breath with activity, heartburn, and some abdominal pains, but no diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has eczema, and she denies joint pains or muscle aches. She has easy bruising. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, but has itching. Next, med list. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, PRN, levocetirizine 5 milligrams a day, and prednisone as needed. Next, physical exam. This very obese young white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema, all lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 105, respirations 20, temps 97.2. Weight is 285, saturation 94. HGNT, non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Ears, no inflammation, neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished to the periphery. There are occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the arteries are irregular, as well as S2. And the abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, nor yellow, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, and pitiful pulse of well felt, reflexes of 1+, no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves go still intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, impression number one. Asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number two is history of sinusitis and next paragraph. And number three is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient. We'll continue with the montelukast 10 milligrams daily. And use the albuterol inhaler to puffs QIDPRN. Since she has a history of smoking, a CT chest without contrast was ordered, and a complete TFT. She'll also get a polysomnographic study. For sleep apnea and possibly get a CPAP mask nightly. Advised to quit smoking and use a nicotine patch, and advised to come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Think about the constipation. Copy for Amy McCandless, NP. MCCANDLESS NP.